Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
So, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed the Don't Say Gay bill into law, and the left has gone berserk. But wait, is that what the new law says? Or is that the left's effort to rewrite the text of the law in order to intimidate those who are in support of it? What agenda to the rightly named Rental Rights in Education bill does this rapid response expose? Should we be even more concerned about our children in schools? My guest today is Linda Harvey, president of Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Diane.
So the Florida legislature and Governor DeSantis had the audacity to not give in to pressure from the leftist LGBTQA+, the whole alphabet soup crowd, and actually got this bill passed and signed into law. The bill says classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in K through grade 3 or in a manner that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards. Why is such a bill necessary? Surely things like that aren't taking place in Florida or anywhere else. Is such things happening?
Well, just the outrage alone tells you that, yes, indeed, this has been taking place. And, you know, you, Diane, myself, and a handful of other folks around the country knew this 20 years ago, and we have been trying to alert people, and praise the Lord, people now see it. This is now national headlines when it should have been 20 years ago, or we wouldn't be in this situation. But yes, there is a concerted effort, not only for teachers to be able to talk freely with their students about their own opinions and their own lifestyles or backgrounds, which is part of the objection, but also to present all these little grade school books that are, there's such an explosion of publishing of grade school books that are promoting the gender confusion issue, you know, two males or two females heading a family and so on, and to present all these very destabilizing concepts to children. So yes, it absolutely was needed.
We've definitely been involved in fighting this whole thing. But what are some of the things that happened that has been happening over the last 20 years that has perpetuated the advance of the homosexual agenda within the schools? I know we both have fought GSAs, Gay Straight Alliance clubs, and then they changed the name to, you know, more friendly sounding names like diversity clubs and such as that. But who is behind some of this stuff within the schools? Who's been behind some of this stuff within the last 20 years pushing this?
Well, there are several big names. The Human Rights Campaign, which is the largest homosexual activist group in the country. GLSEN, the Gay, Straight, Gay, Straight, and Lesbian Education Network, and the National Education Association, the largest union in the country, have been pushing incessantly every aspect of presenting homosexuality in the schools. And of course, what they have done, one thing that people let slide by that they thought was innocuous, and many Christians thought this was compassionate, is to let many schools at the local level pass non-discrimination policies on sexual orientation and gender identity. Well, that's exactly what is being used to object to this. They're saying it's discrimination against teachers who are, of course, they are not gay. Nobody's born that way. They could have be something else, or who are transgendered, or staff members, or the children themselves, or their families. Now, think about the idea that they even want to promote the idea of little children identifying as gay, lesbian, straight, non-binary, the opposite sex. This is child abuse. But the good news, Diane, is that it's all now out in the open. And we can freely say, see, we've been telling you,
we told you
and
so.
This is where these people want, this is where they want to go.
Yeah, I know. We fought Gay Straight Alliance clubs here in PA, the approval of such clubs. And the sad part about that is they used law that was passed that allowed Good News clubs to be part of schools.
The Good News Club. Yes, the Equal Access Act.
Right.
Equal
That's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they use that in order to get the Gay Straight Alliance clubs into these schools because homosexual activists are very good at manipulating laws that were passed with good intention and using that to their own ends, and that's how they were able to do that. But you know, again, it's the same thing. Christians saw that's good. They thought that was good, and it was something that students who identify as homosexual at that point, is homosexual was a big thing, that it'd be okay for them to have a club of their own. But we saw the impact such clubs had on the entire student body. And we've been fighting that, you know, Mission America, you guys, as well as us, have been fighting that, and other organizations fighting that for years. But like you said, it's good that we now see them out in all their flamboyant rainbow colors opposing a common sense bill that protects students in kindergarten through third grade from this type of indoctrination. Why are they using the kids? Why are they targeting the kids, impressionable kids, with this type of propaganda?
Well, you know, of course, I think we have to be cognizant of the fact that there are still many good teachers in schools who hate this stuff and don't feel like they're stuck and they can't say anything without risking their job. And not everybody is willing at any point in their lives to risk their job. Right. I think more and more are, because it's becoming more and more blatant and harmful. But, you know, the issue is that the hardcore activists on this issue want children to be change agents. And they believe, truly, many of these people believe that there are little children born this way or born in the wrong sex body, and that they need to be freed from the constraints of their Western patriarchal Judeo-Christian family's values. And the parents, as the enemy, is behind all this.
Yeah.
And their hatred of Judeo-Christian values and, of course, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ and his values. I mean, that's what's really going on. But parents as the enemy is the suspicion. They think that this is going to close a door for kids who need to be freed, when the opposite is the case. This closes the door to people that were never born this way being corrupted into these lifestyles and them being sold, either physically corrupted or ideologically corrupted.
Right, right.
But Marxism is behind this as well, for spurring off a lot of these staff members. They're hardcore cultural Marxists. Mm-hmm. They want to change America by dismantling the nuclear family and heteronormativity.
Yeah, one of those words they made up, I think. Heteronormativity. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we have this quote from the head of the Union Teachers of Dade County, the president, Carla Hernandez-Matz, who said that there's no such thing, that zero, nada, none of our education in the entire state of Florida teach about sexual orientation to any child in K-3. And, of course, caused the malicious and absurd Don't Say Gay bill. But yet we had a teacher in Florida, a homosexual teacher in Florida, who was lamenting the fact that he could no longer talk about his quote-unquote husband to his children and in his classroom. Mm. So, yes, this is taking place. There's two contradictions, you know, this Dade County Union president saying that this is not happening in Florida. Yeah, we have a homosexual teacher in Florida saying, now I can't talk about my quote-unquote husband, male teacher.
If it's not happening, why all the outrage?
Exactly.
Why are you spending all this time on it?
Yeah.
Why the Human Rights Campaign already has T-shirts. I said this, you know, in an article I wrote, has T-shirts that they offer as merchandise on their website. It's okay to say gay, which is a play on their fake name for this bill.
Yeah.
But it's for adults. There are no youth sizes. So it's just, they're just making hay out of this that for their own fundraising. And yes, of course, this is being taught to kids. And we know, for instance, there was some group a year and a half ago or so, maybe it was last year, an elementary school grade school were taken on a field trip to a homosexual bar in Broward, I believe it was Broward County, which is Fort Lauderdale area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do outrageous things like that, and then they dare to say that this isn't a problem?
Yeah, exactly. And you're saying the outrage is evident because it's just a bill. It's a parental rights bill is what it is. And they twisted it to say it's Don't Say Gay bill so that they could get their side riled up against the bill, hoping to put pressure on the legislature first to not pass it, and then on Governor DeSantis not to sign it. Good news is Alabama legislature just passed a similar bill, and they're waiting for the governor to sign that bill in Alabama. So that'd be fantastic.
Right. Well,
hopefully there'll be other ones.
We have one in Ohio. It was just introduced this past week, House Bill 616. It has not moved at all yet, but it both covers the sexual orientation and gender identity, no instruction mandate for schools, as well as no more divisive racial teaching like the 1619 project. It's got it all. This bill has everything. And we're just hoping that it gets, you know, moving along pretty quickly and would get some traction here.
Right. Well, of course, you know, we just passed, the House Education Committee just passed a bill to pass it out of committee to protect women's sports. And of course, Governor Wolf is going to veto it if it ever reaches his desk. And that's a big if, because Republicans have an issue here in Pennsylvania with having the backbone when it comes to supposedly controversial issues. We're looking at, you know, Human Rights Campaign selling these T-shirts to raise money. And we look at the NEA opposing it. I believe the American Federation of Teachers is the second largest union in the nation, I believe. And, of course, they would oppose something like this. And GLSEN is opposing it. All the leftists are opposing it. And Disney, you know, Disney had been kind of, I mean, you and I knew what Disney was like with their gay agenda. But they have come out blatantly opposing this bill, saying that they're going to do everything they possibly can to make sure it's overturned. So Disney's been exposed through all this.
Right. And that is such good news because, again, for years and years and years, we have been trying to alert parents to the trend that Disney, both in their theme parks and in their media production, their movies and TV shows and all that, have the trend they've been on toward more and more homosexual employees, toward more and more blatantly, openly homosexual or compromised characters in their media. And now that they've come out so strongly on this, I understand, I don't know who's backing this up, you know, with data, but that they have had hundreds of thousands of cancellations of subscriptions to their media.
Fantastic.
And people wanting them to leave the theme park, you know, people deciding not to vacation there. And thank goodness, you know, this is such good news that people now see how corrupted this organization dedicated to educate, you know, entertainment for children.
Right.
You know, again, why are they targeting children? Let's just think of the obvious reason. There are people that want to have, you know, some kind of sexual influence on children. Mm-hmm. It may not be physical. And of course, in probably most cases, it's not, but it's certainly influencing their values and corrupting them and acclimating them to the idea of deviance.
Right. Absolutely. Acclimating them to the idea that they may have been born, quote unquote, gay, or they may have been born in the wrong body. And as you mentioned a little bit ago, there's tons of books out there that are being published by either homosexual writers or homosexual loving writers, I'll put it like that, you know, the ones who are pushing the same agenda. And parents need to be very careful when they take their children to the public library, even, as to what books they are going to be checking out, what books are going to be reading when they're in the library, as well as school libraries. I mean, just is not safe to send your child to the library or take your child to the library and assume the books there are going to be okay, because you cannot assume that whatsoever. And
and they often have innocuous titles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rainbow unicorn. You know, they've so demeaned the word rainbow. Whenever I see a rainbow, I immediately think LGBTQ, which is sad because that's not the intention. God's intention for the rainbow was not that. So it's something that they have stolen.
Very sad.
So, and hopefully, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add that, you know, the thing that gets you about the American Library Association is, so much of the library profession, not all librarians, but many of them have been corrupted to believe that children should be exposed to any of this and to anything, truly anything. And the problem is that publishers and any profit-making company like that that's out there in the media, they love sensationalism, and they're doing this primarily to sell
money,
books, to make a splash. And they are getting lots of backing from these left-wing groups that are purchasing whole groups of library books and donating them to libraries. Mm. There's something called Harper's Corner, which will donate for $12,000. All you have to do is somebody has to pay for it. A little corner with a little rug and everything for your elementary school library. Some of the books are okay, and some of them are full of every left-wing agenda you can imagine.
Oh, my goodness. So there's a concerted effort corporate. I mean, I would assume that's corporate level to get these books into the hands of kids.
Right. And unless the school board and the parents are watchdogs, the corporations are going to take advantage of the sale. And so what used to happen is that the corporations wouldn't dare get away with this. Well, now with the left-wing groups out there backing them, they're going to go for it, and they are going for it. That's why you see so much sensationalism and obscenity.
And obscenity also is a very real problem and within the schools, and it's not just dealing with the LGBTQ issue when it comes to the obscenity issue.
Right, right.
They're trying to sexualize our kids in all grades, even beginning, you know, as this bill indicates, even on the kindergarten level, which is troublesome. And then we wonder why we see increased accounts of child-on-child sexual assault.
Yes.
Like, connect the dots,
right.
Folks. So, right. Yeah, and it was good news that you mentioned that there have been cancellations, reports of cancellations for Disney theme parks and Disney Plus. You know, and hopefully, every Bible-believing Christian in this nation would not visit any of Disney's theme parks and would not subscribe to Disney Plus. But my fear is this may be just a splash in the pan, and that next year they're going to forget all about this, and they're going to go visit those theme parks, and they're going to renew, and a lot of it's going to be from pressure from the kids. They will renew their Disney Plus subscriptions, which would be very sad. We have to stick to our guns here and know that our kids are being targeted. And it's not just this year that they're being targeted. They are perpetually targeted by the LGBTQ folks. Yeah, you wrote an article, "Don't Allow Grooming Bill Exposes LGBTQ Child Agenda." And you say in the article, "Why do these adult activists so desperately want little children to learn all about homosexuality and gender deviance without parents present? That fits the definition of grooming." Explain that.
Well, yes. Now, I just renamed the bill. It's actually not "Don't Say Gay." It's "Don't Allow Grooming." And grooming is preparing children by slowly or even sometimes rapidly corrupting them through their ideas, through vulgar language, through introducing shocking concepts like the drag queen, for instance, which is a shocking visual for kids to process, or two men as heads of families, or the idea that you could change genders. This is all very destabilizing. Well, it sets kids up for physical sexual molestation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are all of these people going to act on that or have that idea in mind? Not necessarily, but they're very okay and loose about the gay community in general, and these big organizations are very casual, and many of them do accept child sexualization at all ages.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terribly tragic when you realize that they think that this is okay. But that is what the definition of grooming is. It also usually involves actual grooming, is introducing pornography. That's why so many of these left-wing school leaders have no problem with the obscene, deviant, and just flat-out pornographic novels that are in small children's books, you know, in so many libraries.
Right.
They have no problem with that.
Yeah, parents need to definitely read those books, because many times those books are actually on required reading list. So parents need to be careful. Just because it's a required reading list, they cannot assume that those books are appropriate for their child of any age as far as that goes. We're happy to see our children reading, but we cannot assume that it's okay, even if it's from, as I said earlier, the public library or the school. It's not necessarily okay. Parents need to... not just assume that what the description of the book is on the, you know, inside flap or the back cover is what it says it is. They need to read the entire book to find out for sure.
Right. Yeah, there's one more thing. Do I have time to add one more thing?
Uh-huh.
The really insidious thing, and that you and I know this, other people have been paying attention, will recognize this, that for a number of years, the homosexual groups have been pushing the idea that homosexuality is just like race.
Mm.
And so, because they'll say it's inborn and they can't support that, but that's what they claim. Then building on that, it's just like race, so that if you object to it, you're just like a racist and a bigot. Well, with all the recent racial disharmony we've had in our country and disruption, they're building that into books and novels and everything, so that if you see a book, again, for your child, that's about, let's say, profiling a racial or an ethnic character, and you think, okay, fine, I'd like my kids to be exposed to that, they may weave right into somewhere in that book the idea of pushing the LGBTQ lifestyles, because that's happening everywhere. They're tagging on, the homosexual agenda is tagging on to the success, supposedly, of the
BLM movement as such as that.
Racial hyper-racial sensitivity movement.
Cannot be too cautious when it comes to our kids and grandkids, that's for sure.
Yes.
How can folks get a hold of this, read this article that I mentioned, and how can they contact you?
Well, yes, our website is missionamerica.com, and that's missionamerica.com, and I'm also write for other publications as well out there, but that's our main website, and I also have a radio show that goes throughout Ohio, and you can access that on the homepage at missionamerica.com as well.
Okay, fantastic. Sure, appreciate it. Yes, we can say we told you so. You know, you and I can say that. And other groups who've been fighting this for years, we told you so. It's here, and it's advanced much further than it should have if it had been dealt with properly 20 years ago.
Yes, but we can do something now that everybody's aware and awake. I think we can make some big differences now.
Yep, absolutely. And it's time for Christians, the ones who know and adhere to biblical teachings, it's time for them to stand up and continue standing for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us. I appreciate it.
Well, and, God bless you, Diane. Thank you.
God bless you, too. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.